Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 68. Clear skies overnight with a low around 41. Sunny and 73 on Tuesday, then some scattered showers possible over Tuesday night. Partly cloudy with a low around 54. Showers may continue into Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our high nearing 79. Then showers may continue over Wednesday night, cloudy with a low around 60. Southeast winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 37 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Kansas first responders all across the state are receiving $6.2 million for equipment upgrades. The money will be spread out coming from Strengthening People, Revitalizing Kansas program, which is funded by the American Rescue Plan Act. Sedgwick County will be receiving the most amount of money with $1.625 million, according to KSN. A Shawnee Mission man has been sentenced to 108 months for the crime of distribution of child pornography. The 46-year-old Bardia Borevish admitted to pleading guilty after he knowingly distributed the videos through various apps and file-sharing programs. His sentence also includes a $74,000 restitution to victims, along with $40,000 worth of pursuance. District of Kansas officials noted that Homeland Security investigated the case. That's your Kansas Mid-American Network News.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say Rusty Egg Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
Who wants big discounts, super low financing, and no payments until January 2024? That's right, you do! Right now, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on your new Ford, or finance as low as 0% APR, and make no payments until January 2024. All this, plus the outstanding service you deserve from Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealer, 3 years running.
Rusty Egg Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, F-150, 23T-466, MSRP 65325, sale price 54325. Plus finance with Ford credit, must have a qualifying trade-in. 0% APR financing on select new Ford for up to 36 months. $2,778 payment per month for 1,000 finance. Interest accrues from purchase date. Offers cannot be combined. Expires 10/31/23.
Many gathered in Topeka in a march to the state capitol in honor of Zoe Felix, a 5-year-old who was brutally murdered last week. And now people are calling on lawmakers to make a change immediately. Some protesters spoke to KSNT.
As a parent myself, I have to have justice for this little girl.
They failed her. Everybody failed her. And it wasn't right.
I think everybody should be here. I think everybody should be concerned.
Jenner Cochran, a Topeka father, organized the event through Facebook, and over 100 people showed up to Saturday's march. They're asking for Governor Kelly to call a special session to address these matters in our state. A plan by the Catholic Diocese of Wichita was granted a permit by the Parks and Recreation Departments, along with police, to close the street in front of Trust Women Clinic, as they were going to hold a Mass for Life, but it was canceled after a judge put a hold on the city permit that would have allowed it. The clinic was founded by George Tiller, a Wichita abortion provider who was shot to death in 2009 by an anti-abortion extremist. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. I am Felix Johnson. Grand Island police are investigating a theft at St. Paul's Christian Child Care. Thousands of dollars have reportedly been stolen. GIPD have spoke with staff members at the department earlier this week, and it's been reported that in excess of $150,000 have been stolen. This investigation is open and active. UNK students have rallied together to protest the budget concerns after the school announced that they are trying to trim their budget down by $4.3 million in arts and humanities. Student organizer Laura Rosema spoke with KSNB Local 4.
It was heart-wrenching. It was extremely upsetting to think that multiple someones somewhere didn't value the humanities and the arts.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners voted unanimously last week to approve a notice of hearing for a tax abatement request from Landall Ventures for expansion of Landall Company operations adjacent to Shop 50 east of Marysville. A 10-year, 100% property tax abatement is being sought for a new 42,000-square-foot facility that would allow continued expansion of operations to accommodate increased demand. Challenges finding additional employees for second and third shift have forced Landall to focus on increased production with the first shift. 28 new jobs could be created with additional equipment to add efficiency. An estimate of $4.5 million for property tax on land and building over 10 years will be considered for abatement at a public hearing October 28th at 10 a.m. Commissioners received a letter sent to one of the landowners in Oquito Township regarding a shared bridge between Marshall and Gage County, advising they will not be allowed to access their property via the Nebraska side. Public Works Administrator will get an updated bid on the bridge replacement. Commissioners voted to transfer funds with $1 million from the general fund to capital improvement and $115,000 from general to risk management fund. Public Works advising that Limestone Road between 4th and 5th Roads in Marshall County was closed Friday and will remain closed approximately 6 weeks for a bridge project. Informational meetings regarding the sales tax proposal on the ballot for the jail project are planned Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. at the Marysville Helvering Center, and Wednesday, 7 p.m. at the Waterville Community Center. Washington County Economic Development Board, John Bruna, Denise O'Day, Justin Rogie, Deb Cruzy, Melissa Oldie, and Darren Bruna were invited to last week's meeting, as commissioners are considering combining economic development and tourism boards and one of their input. They're looking at creating a full-time position within the county. After discussion, no decision was made. John Bruna currently serves economic development, and Gloria Moore recently retired as tourism director. Viewing a bridge in Hanover that's being replaced with $1 million in state funding, that project remains $90,000 short, and it was noted the county owns bridges in communities with less than 2,000 population. Nemaha County Commissioners voted unanimously to extend the moratorium on commercial wind projects at last week's meeting, and after discussion, unanimously approved the 2024 budget, and that for 36.057 mills. Marshall County Outreach Flu Clinics are scheduled this week in Marysville Monday, October 9th, at the Helvering Center from 12:30 to 1:20, Thursday, October 12th, at the Blue Rapids Community Center from 9 to 9:30, and in Waterville at the Community Center from 11:30 until 12:30. Monday, October 16th, stops planned in Axtell, Summerfield, and Beatty, Tuesday, October 17th at Frankfort and Vermilion, and a final stop Thursday, October 19th in Bremen. Immunization forms online at marshallcohealth.org. Residents reminded to bring current insurance cards. Firefighters responded to a house fire in Beatrice early Saturday morning around 3:30 a.m. at 1123 South 6th Street, along U.S. 77 in South Beatrice. The fire was contained to a front bedroom and hall with smoke damage throughout and was apparently caused by a space heater. There were no injuries reported. The family was at home at the time of the fire. Jack Ratliff Jr., age 71, of Beatty, passed away Saturday. Private family service to be held at a later date, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Jack Ratliff Jr.
Michael D. McClary, age 67, of Overland Park, formerly of Vermilion, passed away Thursday. A memorial service is planned Friday, 10 a.m., at the Vermilion Christian Church. Interment in the Vermilion Cemetery. Hopkins Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Michael McClary. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Monterey chicken, scalloped potatoes, green beans, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, lasagna with garlic bread, mixed green salad, fruit cocktail, and cake. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention residents of Marshall County, this is an important message for you. Your vote will determine whether or not sales tax will help fund a new jail in the November 7th general election. Your participation and understanding of this proposal are essential. Plan to attend an informational meeting at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, October 10th at the Marysville Helvering Center or Wednesday, October 11th at the Waterville Community Center. Be there, stay informed, and make your voice count.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. Sunny and a bit warmer into Tuesday with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s. Before a slight chance for some scattered showers over Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 60s. More showers possible into Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and upper 80s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And scattered showers continue throughout Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 50s and mid-60s. Southeast winds around 15 miles per hour and gusting as high as 30. Showers and thunderstorms may continue into Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 80s. South winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Showers are likely into Thursday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Westerly winds around 20 miles per hour and gusting as high as 35. And more rain Friday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early October, 73, record high on this date, 93, the average low, 47, and the record low, 19. Sunrise this morning, 7:31, sunset this evening at 6:58. It's 39 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 9th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The tradition continues at Veering's Pumpkin Farm. Bring the whole family for some fall fun. They have something for everyone, from little pumpkins to giant stacker pumpkins, gourds, decorative squash, and more. Their patch is bursting with vibrant colors and unique shapes. Snap a pic and create unforgettable moments at Veering's Pumpkin Farm. Come see them 1 mile east of Walmart, Wednesday through Friday, 2 to 7 p.m., and 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Credit cards and Venmo accepted.
Carlos Correa's big night and the Rangers. Too much for the young Orioles. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Twins' Carlos Correa put the team on his back against his old team, the Astros, in Game 2 of the American League Division Series. An RBI double in the first. In the fifth, with the Twins up 3-0, Correa stepped to the dish with two runners on. Swing and a line drive into left center field. That gets down. In to score Taylor. Solano is in to score as well. The call on ESPN Radio. Correa passed Derek Jeter and David Ortiz in postseason RBI. Twins beat the Astros 6-2 to tie the series. Game 2 in Baltimore. Texas plated 5 in the second after the O's took a 2-0 lead in the first. Then in the third, Mitch Garver came up with the sacks packed.
3-1. Oh, that ball is driven to left field. That sent Hayes back. That is is a grand slam.
The call on ESPN Radio, the O's would rally, but to no avail. Rangers over Baltimore 11-8 to take a 2-0 series lead. NFL Week 5, the 49ers dominated the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. George Kittle caught two TDs in the first half, and he looked for a third midway through the third quarter.
They could give it. Now it's a play action. Purdy going to roll left, throw for the end zone. Caught by George Kittle. He has the hat trick tonight.
The call on KNBR, Kittle's three TD catches, a new career high. Brock Purdy tossed four TD passes, and Christian McCaffrey extended his touchdown streak to 14 straight games. Niners rout the Cowboys 42-10. The Eagles' D held the Rams scoreless in the second half to win 23-14. Chiefs beat the Vikings 27-20. Dolphins crushed the Giants 31-16. Jacksonville outscored Buffalo 25-20 in London. The Lions drubbed the Panthers 42-24. Steelers rallied to shock the Ravens 17-10. WNBA Finals Game 1. The Las Vegas Aces rallied from a three-point halftime deficit to crush the New York Liberty 99-82. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
K-State fans, stocking cap packages are available now for the soccer match versus West Virginia on October 12th. Cheer on your Wildcats at Boozer Family Park by ordering your $20 package to receive a K-State beanie and ticket to the West Virginia match. Get yours by Tuesday, October 10th at kstatesports.com or by calling 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
Hey Tab, did you know that in 2023, over 55% of all soybeans planted in the United States were of the Enlist trait?
Wow, what's the reason?
The competition says that they have true flexibility, but they have to worry about time of day restrictions, a June 30th cutoff date, and only legally spraying when the wind speed is between 3 and 10 miles per hour.
That sounds restrictive, not flexible.
Yes, and none of these are true with the Enlist system.
So that's why you've been so relaxed while posting soybeans.
Yep.
Call my husband, Thad Argenbright, at 785-313-3064 and order your American Proud, neighbor-approved, and farmer-friendly Pioneer Enlist beans today.
And remember, when you buy Pioneer from Performance Ag, you always get more than a bag of seed. Tender use, on-site seed treatment, and the best service in the business. We truly care, and we test the products before you get them. Pioneer from Performance Ag, 785-313-3064.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While with stalling in Washington, D.C. with the voting of a new Speaker of the House, that means that the federal budget is on delay and conversations regarding the Farm Bill of 2023. As a deadline for the 2023 Farm Bill has already passed as of the end of September, and many legislators say that they can't get on board with talking about furthering updating this new bill until a new Speaker of the House is elected. So, according to the Kansas Farm Bureau, they say that we've defaulted back to our old Farm Bill standards.
The last Farm Bill that was passed in 2018, it authorized it for 5 years. And that bill did expire on September 30th of this year. So as of right now, we have reverted back to permanent farm law, that 1930s and 40s farm era policy. Yeah. But not to worry, this is not a fiscal cliff. This is not quite like shutting the federal government and the hammer just comes down. In reality, the way USDA and even some of the mandatory programs within a farm bill work, it doesn't really affect farmers and ranchers until we get to what we call the dairy cliff, and that occurs in January should Congress not reauthorize another farm bill or extend the farm bill that did lapse starting on October 1st. So we're in kind of that purgatory area. We don't really know what to expect, but we are certainly trying to champion and get a new farm bill that reflects current era, current ramifications, the geopolitics, and just quite frankly, inflationary budgetary conflicts that farmers and ranchers are facing. We are trying to get that done absolutely as soon as possible.
That was Ryan Flickner with the Kansas Farm Bureau, where he says that as of right now, the wording and the package of the new Farm Bill of 2023 has even yet to be released. His legislators say they are concerned about that upcoming deadline by January to get the new Farm Bill out and active. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The Kansas Forest Service will soon be releasing a wildfire risk assessment portal to help Kansas landowners understand their fire danger and ways to help mitigate it. Kansas Forest Service Geographic Information Systems Analyst Darcy Paul discusses why she worked on this project and what it can bring to Kansans.
In 2005, the Council of Western State Foresters combined and worked together to make a west-wide risk assessment. We are on the very eastern edge of the Western State Foresters Council, so you're imagining mountains in California and Kansas. And so it doesn't make California looks like it has the wildfire risk, but Kansas doesn't. And so we took that data and we updated it. First off, because, you know, it was several years old. This was 2005, and I started working on it in 2018. And then we also, the thing we really wanted to include was fence data. We had been through Starbuck Fire, we had been through Anderson Creek Fire, and we'd seen the devastation of how that had impacted rangeland and fences. And we needed to capture fence data because it is costly and it takes a lot of time to put up. So we captured that so that would be more Kansas-centric. And just updated fuels data and other items, fire occurrences. We have more accurate fire occurrence data now, too. So those are really important to where we can actually show where fire risk is in Kansas.
She explains how people can use the portal and a more in-depth report that is open to community leaders.
Put in their address. You know, it goes, zooms right to it, tells them the wildfire risk, and they can print off a report, and the report tells them how to mitigate that risk and what this means. And then if you're a bigger land manager or emergency management person or firefighter, you can actually go into the advanced viewer, which does require a login so we can kind of keep track of who's looking at that information and what they're looking at just for our kind of reporting side of things. And they can choose, you know, a fire district, they can choose a county, they can choose all these different things and pull down a bigger report that would give them more information. There's more layers in there. They're going to see more of that data that's going in there. That would be overwhelming for the average landowner, but would mean something more to the people that are making community decisions.
Paul plans to make the portal a continuous project as more data is gathered.
We don't want this to be a one-time thing. It's something that we'd like to update every 5 years or so we can increase fire occurrence data gets better all the time. We'll have better fuels data, et cetera. That way we can keep improving the data set. So it's not going to be a static product.
That was Kansas Forest Service Geographic Information Systems Analyst Darcy Paul as she explained the Wildfire Risk Assessment Portal, also referred to as RAP. Learn more at www.kansasforest.org. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henrichs from Beatra 77 Livestock. It's certainly a Monday, and a very good Monday, and good morning to all. Well, we'll start at 10 o'clock here this morning. It's going to be a small run here today, probably that way through the 16th. Certainly October 23rd and October 30th are starting to build as maybe the workload on the farm starts to lessen here a little bit. We say that tongue-in-cheek, but looks like a lot of harvest is being done. And certainly good weather. With a 10 o'clock start here this morning at 12 o'clock noon, we will get in the hay department. That is a little lighter this time of year. There's no square bales to report as of now, but you can certainly give us a call, or if you're bringing some in, give us a call so that we certainly can get them on the radio or the internet. In the big round department, folks, we've got 10 excellent round alfalfa bales. They weigh 1620. They're fourth cut. Extremely good. Fine stem full of leaves hay. In the round prairie department, there's total of 14. There's 8 and 6. So that it rounds up the hay report today. In the cash cattle, 183 to 184, a little bit of drop in the carcass at 288 to 90, but certainly staying pretty much steady up in that range, and certainly good news for the future. Well, on the cattle part of the day here today, certainly 25 black and red steer and heifers are going to be coming off the cow. They've got a September 23rd vaccination. They're going to weigh in that 4.5 to 600. Kalaman out of Fairbury. Stents cattle out of Palmyra. Small package of 6 black steers are weighing their vac at 650. Kowalski out of Wilbur's got 9 black steers, 2 weak queen, in fact, good cattle, black skies, 5 to 650. Troyer, he had a great set of calves last week. He's got 9 open black yearling heifers. They're going to be 900. Also, some two-way cattle from that 1,000 to 1,200 to workhorse at Nebraska City. There's 10 of those. Big, good black steer and heifer yearlings, along with 5 char steer heifer yearlings. They're going to weigh 850 and certainly got some smaller calves in. Like I said, a little lighter run probably today and next week with great cattle. Nice bunches coming up October 23rd and 30th. Certainly give us a call if you are in the market to be looking at working some and selling some feeder cattle. Certainly like to put your calves that complement those dates coming up. So give us a call, Tony Rick Cardini at 223-3571, along with Ryan Sommerhalder, Gail Harden. We certainly would be interested to visit with you. Well, with the public auction of Gary Rolinek coming up on Saturday, October 14th at the Gage County Fairgrounds, 10 a.m., we've got a fantastic Ford F-350 1999 Lariat Dually four-door pickup, guys, power stroke, V8 7.3L diesel engine, nice unit, 122,000 miles, very clean. Along with sliding camper, collector tractors, good gooseneck trailers, portable sprayers, shop equipment, hand tools. Hey, go to Beatrice77.com and check out the auctioneer's page for Gary Rolinek. Have a good day. Keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 39 degrees this morning in Marysville. Highs around 70 on cooler than seasonal high temps for today, with a warm-up trend through midweek at least, and scattered chances for showers off and on.
If your employer offers paid vacation time, you really should be using it. All about the disappearing American vacation on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 9th, the 282nd day of the year. The late Beatle John Lennon would have turned 83 years old today. Here's a baffling contradiction about America's workforce. When surveyed, around 85% of workers say they could use a vacation right about now. But the amount of paid time off we actually used has been steadily decreasing for decades. In the year 2000, we took about 21 days per year on average. Today, that number is down to 18 days. Explanations range from paranoia about job security, technology that allows work from anywhere, or an overwhelming backlog of work on return. Whatever the reasons, experts say employers need to stress paid time off as not just a perk, but as a necessity. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stockout sale Wednesday, October the 11th, starting at 11 a.m. The sale will feature over 175 Big Fancy Angus, Black White Face, Red Angus, and Charlie Angus cross, fall calving, first calf heifers with 30 to 75-day-old Angus sire calves by side. This will be an outstanding offering of local, well-cared for first calf heifers, of which several are AI sired, and most have had all their shots. Cow pairs include 23 black and sim-Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 6 years old with Angus sired 30 to 60-day-old calves. There'll be 9 red and red-white face Hereford Simmental cross cows, 6 to 8 years old with 30 to 45 day old Red Angus sired calves. Spring calving cows include 200 black, Red Angus, and Charolais cross cows, mostly 2 to 6 years old, bred to Angus and Sim Angus, Hereford, and Red Angus bulls for February, March calving. All cattle will be sold in lots to suit the buyer's needs. To consign cattle, if more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, October the 11th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The K-State Wildcats were not able to break the streak of losing in Stillwater against the Oklahoma State Cowboys on Friday night as they fell 29-21 with Will Howard having 3 interceptions. Though he led the team in rushing with 10 carries and 104 yards with a touchdown. The streak includes losses in 2019 and 2021. The Wildcats will be back on the road next week in Lubbock against Texas Tech. Mizzou fell to the other Tigers in Louisiana as LSU came away with the victory 49-39. Oklahoma came away with the victory with 15 seconds left on the clock. Quarterback Dylan Gabriel threw a 30-yard touchdown to Nick Anderson to win the Red River rivalry over Texas 34-30. Texas was the only team in the top three to lose as the number two team in the country. Michigan dropped 52 on Minnesota as they scored 10. And Georgia dropped 51 to Kentucky's 13.
Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/you earned it. That's aarp.org/you earned it. Paid for by AARP.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Empire Taco of Mulvane, Whiskey Dick's Bar and Grill, and Wynn Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
The Jayhawks got the job done over the UCF Knights.